We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I'm so excited to see so many people who are running for public office not necessarily fit into the traditional box of what we think of as politician.
Yeah.
So many women, we just had, you know, so many women, so many LGBT folks. I know my friend Marty Cummings Gould is running for city council in New York. He's a drag artist, and many people know him because his videos went viral when he did the baby shark thing.
Oh, that's right.
But congrats, Marty.
Yeah. It sounds so cliche, but like change really does start with us. And if we want to start seeing, you know, ourselves in politics, we need somebody like Marty.
Especially on the ground level. They always say start local, like, you know, get involved in your local politics where you are. It's fascinating. So what'd you do yesterday? How was your day?
Yesterday was amazing. I had an incredible writing session, but it was wild. I'm friends with, brag moment, the boy that wrote Truth Hurts.
That's right.
And this story is so interesting because I said, how does it feel? You wrote Truth Hurts. It's number one on the Billboard charts. This is such a big deal.
Especially since it wasn't when it was first released, no one cared. And then they went away and re-released it.
What he said was, he said, Michaela, when I wrote Truth Hurts with Lizzo, we were like, okay, that's it. Like, done. Like, he was living his life. He's writing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said about 2 months ago, he got a call from Lizzo's team and they said, hey, Truth Hurts was in a Netflix movie and people are really liking it. And they've just released a TikTok challenge. TikTok is an app. And
yeah,
they created this
I just
challenge.
Downloaded it.
Uh-huh. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. And so it's the DNA. They were doing the DNA test.
That's what the kids are doing right now. So
oh, my God. I know. I can't keep up. So he said, so they called me and they said, we're going to really push it. And he was like, okay, whatever. At that point, he had forgot about this song. Like, he loved it. He knew it was
life
great.
Life moves forward.
Yeah. And then literally, he woke up a few days later and it was
charting
everywhere. It was charting. And then he woke up and it was number one.
So the point is, get your song in a movie. Get your song in a Netflix movie.
Yeah. And the point he kept making was like, you literally can never give up. And also, it doesn't matter how old the song is, how old you are, what's going on. Mm-hmm. If it's great, like it's great.
Well, awesome. Well, it sounds like it's time for news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, CNN last night hosted a marathon of climate crisis town halls. Now, 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls over 7 hours laid out their plans to save the planet. Some of the big takeaways was Julian Castro pushing for new civil rights legislation to address environmental racism. Beto O'Rourke said he would push to use federal funds to help people in flood-prone areas move to higher ground. Pete Buttigieg believes fighting climate change might be harder than winning World War II. President Trump and others in the GOP mocked the candidates via Twitter, and that, says CNN political analyst Stephen Collinson, is why running on the climate crisis is something of a risk for Democrats. But somebody who also clapped back at Donald Trump was my girl, Kamala Harris. Listen to what she had to say.
And as it relates to those Republicans in Congress, where I've now been for 2.5 years, every one of those members need to look at the babies, the grandbabies in their life, and then look in the mirror and ask themselves, why have they failed to act? Because on the issue of this climate crisis, I'm going to tell you, I strongly believe this is a fight against powerful interests. And leaders need to lead. So lead, follow, or get out the way. And get out the way, starting with Donald Trump.
Yes, Kamala, I love you. All right, guys, another news. Dorian strengthened to a Category 3 storm overnight as it crept along the southeastern U.S. coast. Now it's pummeling South Carolina this morning with winds well over 100 miles per hour and flooding the city of Charleston. Anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain is predicted to fall along South Carolina's coast. More than 73,000 people in South Carolina and Georgia are without power right now. Dorian could make landfall late tonight near Morehead City, North Carolina. And if you're in Dorian's path, if you are in Dorian's path, it's not over for you, unfortunately. Now, meanwhile, down in the Bahamas, the damage left by Dorian is being discussed in apocalyptic terms on the northern islands of Cabaco and Grand Bahama. Entire neighborhoods have been wiped out and the international airport was obliterated. And that's really bad news because it'll make it that much harder to get relief and aid to those who need it. So devastating. All right, guys. Well, it is a Suicide Prevention Month, and we are reminding everybody of a new campaign that we are talking about called I Am Listening. I don't know if you guys know, but LGBTQ youth are 60% more likely to struggle with sadness compared with 12% non-LGBTQ youth. Transgender youth are 4 times more likely to struggle with depression than their non-trans peers. LGBTQ plus adults are more likely than others to struggle with mental health issues and substance abuse. So please join Channel Q on Sunday, September 8th, the start of National Suicide Prevention Week, as we help end the stigma of talking about mental health. All right, you guys, well, coming up, we've been talking about straight prides, but apparently the drama is continuing and it's a lot of aftermath that you don't want to miss. Stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So Straight Pride happened in Boston recently, and, you know, it was organized and sort of spearheaded by that Milo Milo guy. Remember him?
Yes.
He's like just a whack job. But that being said, and that's my professional gay opinion. he showed up, you know, he had America, Make America Straight Again, bedazzled with, it looks like, not even ABs, like the cheapest rhinestone you can get is what he did it with. Jeez, this kid needs help. All right, anyway, that being said, 36 people were arrested in the counter demonstration against the Boston Straight Pride Parade, often with charges like disorderly conduct that are usually dropped by the prosecutors. Now, on Tuesday, Judge Richard Sinyot upheld the charges against all the protesters, even in cases where the prosecutors wanted the charges dropped. Prosecutors asked for no bail and moved to drop some charges, but the judge refused and set bail for the protesters. Now, the Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins accused the judge of overstepping his role. She said that part of the prosecutor's job is to use their discretion to triage cases so that they can protect the protesters' First Amendment rights. Does this kind of shock you that even the protesters who the prosecutors were like, nah, they're good, let's drop that, that the judge just doubled down and wanted to move forward?
Well, I'm surprised that the people protesting even were arrested and even got in trouble, because I've been going to Pride since I was 7 years old. I've always seen protesters. It's always been a thing. They've never been arrested. They stand behind a barrier. I mean, no one's ever really gotten physical, but they're always there. They've been there during AIDS walks, which we've had many conversations about because we don't understand why they go there as well.
And you know, this guy Milo, he actually, this is something I think you mentioned last time we were talking about him months ago, but this, you know, Milo guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, what's his name? Yeah, sure.
Yiannopoulos.
That being said, he, you know, he complained about how Jewish people made up the Holocaust, and the LGBTQ plus movement was meant to destroy Western civilization. I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric that this actually gay, but yet also anti-gay. He was, by the way, the grand marshal of this parade.
I don't understand how you're gay and anti-gay. Like, either you're in conversion therapy or you're not, Milo. Like, I don't understand what he's doing. And I think that really he, by going to this, what essentially feels like a white supremacist parade.
Yeah, I think that's what the cover is.
Yeah, serving rhetoric that, like, that's okay.
The cover is straight pride, but really the people who are attending, many of them liken his belief system of anti-Jewish, anti-LGBT, pro-solely white. Many of the protesters say that the police were overly aggressive and that they were making up facts about their cases. One man said, I got grabbed from behind, a chokehold, I went down, they messed up my leg real good. Another one said, I was screaming in agony, and they call this resisting. You could see in the wide shots that that's not the case. They are making things up.
Well, let me say, and I always start with this, I have all of my cousins and the men in my family are police officers in Las Vegas. What's up, 941HD2. So I have a lot of respect for the police because I love them and I come from a family of that. However, I do think that they were out of line in this situation. They are allowed to protest. It is freedom of speech. You cannot arrest somebody for simply protesting and exercising their right. I mean, that's what people say all the time when they say nasty rhetoric. Well, it's freedom of speech. Yeah.
Well, the Boston Patrolmen's Association said that they agree with the judge. The protesters, some of which were throwing urine at the police officers. In that case, I'm like, all right, the people are throwing urine. I don't, you know, listen, I wasn't there. But if you were throwing urine, yeah, sorry, you're getting
absolutely
locked up.
Yeah, yeah.
That will all co-sign
absolutely
on. Absolutely. But basically, the police union's Larry Calderon says, we couldn't be happier at the moment with the judge that's on the bench and the Commonwealth itself for this outcome. Hmm. Now, AOC, Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Alana Presley have both supported a bail fund for the demonstrators. She says, one way to support the local LGBTQ plus community impacted by Boston's white supremacist parade. And then she puts the links to it. And I clicked on the link. They did end up raising more than what they were hoping to. And the surplus for what they raised will go to other people who are in need and cannot make their bail as well. So good for them. I was just going to say this. Here's the call to action. But that being said, I guess it's interesting now. And we live in a city like Los Angeles where I don't know if we've had necessarily that close to home. I mean, it was pretty far away, but like a straight pride parade. There was one in California, but it wasn't near us. I wonder how things would have rolled out if we had straight pride in LA.
I think that too many people would have come out in protest of a straight pride. Right. It would have been overwhelming. I mean, how many? We've got thousands of people that show up for LA Pride every year. And mm-hmm. so I think, I don't know if we're necessarily a full liberal city, but I do believe that, you know, we got a lot of love for LGBTQ. I think we'd be okay.
Yeah. Well, this story is going to continue and we will be just monitoring what happens with it the whole time. But Beyonce had a big day yesterday, didn't she?
Yes, honey. She was celebrating her 38th birthday and the Beehive was going crazy. We're going to talk about all the social media posts coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Okay, so I'm going to start this conversation by saying, is there anyone that you have been fanatical about other than Bette Porter from L Word?
Like, oh my God, I love her. Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, I'm obsessed with. I interviewed her. I lost my mind.
Anyone in this space of music that you could actually think, wow, I was, or maybe at some point in your life you were just obsessed, had to go to the concert, had to buy the t-shirt?
Spice Girls.
Okay, I could see that for you, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was super fangirly. Yeah, oh my God, yeah, at 10. I was like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I really loved and always will love Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
She was like my girl.
Were you a huge fan before or after she had passed?
This is a crazy story, honestly.
Yeah.
I was on American Idol during the time right before she came out. Mm-hmm. And I got signed afterwards to Randy Jackson.
Oh.
And I got signed to Interscope. And I unfortunately lost the crap out of that deal.
How?
Because Amy Winehouse had Rehab first and the sound was too similar and she blew up. I lost the record deal, and so
that was the end.
Like,
so you love her, but you
also
hate her.
But I love you. Yeah, but I love her. But you know, I'm not really a fan. That's not my personality.
Me neither.
I just don't like lose my mind the
I
way
don't
that
either.
Some people do.
Well, people do for Beyonce.
Oh my God!
It was her birthday yesterday. 38 years young. And, you know, she's got the family of her dreams. She's not very active on social media, which is hilarious because yesterday, everyone and their mother was playing the game of, like, you know, 6 degrees of Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah.
Some people, like Brad Gorowski, famously known for being Rachel Zoe's protege, now that he's a celebrity stylist himself with a very big base of celebrities that he styles, he posted a picture of when he was on a carpet and the photographer was trying to get a picture of Beyonce and he's a little bit in the background of the picture and he was like, Beyonce. It's a great photo of us. You know what I mean? Like, hilarious. But our own Todrick Hall is a diehard Beyonce fan.
Diehard. It does not get bigger.
And to get on her radar, he had made this big sort of flash mob moment with insane choreography to a Beyonce medley that I believe he recomposed and recorded himself.
That's right.
So the video, I think, takes place at a... Well, here, let Beyonce, in her own words, tell you what she thought after she first saw it.
Tadric Hall. I don't know if you choreographed or just came up with the concept, but you did an amazing job, and all of your dancers, the little kids, the spelling out Beyonce at the end, all of the details. It was beautifully shot and so creative, and I can't wait to go to Target. Next time I go, I'm gonna do your choreography. But thank you so much for that. It really made me happy.
So sweet.
I love that. You know what's funny?
Do you think he wakes up to that every morning and says alarm?
I bet he does.
Think about that.
I bet he does. But you know what's funny? After he did that, she ended up hiring him a few years later to choreograph one of her music videos.
I didn't know this. Which one?
Yeah, I can't remember. And I was going to not say it because I can't remember, but he did. It really ended up paying off for him. But yeah. I know everyone was like, it's a national holiday.
Honestly, though, I say it all the time. Sometimes you have to put out there in your own social space, a commercial for what it is that you do or you want to be doing.
That's right.
And he did that, made it happen. I have a couple of Beyonce stories. So I was a presenter at the VMAs the year Britney and Madonna kissed. And coincidentally,
best VMAs.
I know that was also the first time that Beyonce won an award as a solo artist for Crazy in Love, best female music video. And I was the presenter with my Queer Eye Boys. And then that was also the same time as her farewell tour with Destiny's Child. We were in London at the same time. I would see her backstage at events. I got so used to seeing Beyonce, I didn't know to be scared of her.
I love that.
Like I remember being so socially just kind of, into her. And, you know, Tadric Hall ended up going on to choreograph from her musical digital album, Blow. I love that song.
That's right.
Blow, 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 blow.
Yeah. Can you get
it's like a roller skating rink. It's all neon and bubblegum. Mm-hmm. A perfect pairing for him for that video. But I wonder if you had, what is your relationship? Do you have any degree of connection to Beyonce?
Just Tadric. I was with Tadric when he originally did the Target flash mob.
Ever in the same room as Beyonce?
Never. Never. But the guy that I wrote a song with yesterday was in the same room with Beyonce a few years ago, and he said that she was beautiful.
I wonder if she'd remember me. Like, last time I saw her and had a conversation was on set of the Telephone video with Lady Gaga. And it was so familiar. She was like, hi. She was all sweaty, and she just got off set, and she ran her to give me a hug. I wonder if that love is still in the air. I mean, it's so long ago now. It was like 8 years ago when Telephone first came out.
I bet she would remember, of course.
Well, let's try to get her on. Will you slide into her DMs?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to. I'll get into formation and get on my girls.
Oh, you know who really likes her?
Who?
Anna Kendrick. I went to a concert here in LA, and we were sitting in like the skybox, and Anna Kendrick was sitting next to me because my best friend at the time was good friends with someone. He was treating his client as like best friends with Anna Kendrick.
I love it.
So I had to deal with Anna Kendrick screaming in my ear, I love you, marry me. And I was like, is Anna Kendrick a lesbian? But no, she just happened to be very excited about Beyonce.
That's what the girls say to me all the time.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
That's right. Hey, so by the way, coming up next hour, we thought since we had such a good time with the 1950s office etiquette, we would try some 1950s dating etiquette. Some of this may be very useful in helping me find a mate, partner, roommate. I don't know. Whatever language I choose for him, it'll be great. Also, Lil Nas and Kevin Hart were in the same room together, and there were some words exchanged. We'll talk to you about that. And then we're going to try out these 1950s-style dating rules. Someone tried them on Tinder.
Oh.
So I'm curious to see how that worked out for her. We'll share that story, plus a whole lot more. By the way, What's Poppin' is going to be great today. That's going to be an hour after next. Got some great headlines to talk about, including Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. You were a little iffy about whether or not you thought that'd be successful.
No. I never questioned if I thought
successful. I did. I 100% didn't think it would be great. And then I watched a couple clips and I was like, she's got it.
Is it good? Do you like it?
She's a good talk show host because she's not. She doesn't really put any focus on herself. It's not about her. When you're in a talk show space, it's not supposed to be about the host. It's supposed to be about the guests and the audience. And she's kind of so self-deprecating, and she talks about being a mom, and her timing's really good. good. Like, I was like, wow. She has the cadence down. And yeah, it was a nice side of Kelly. And I was thinking about it. I was like, how long would you want to be a pop star and travel the world when you have children and you're trying to raise a family? Wouldn't you want stability? Like, do the Celine thing. We have residency in Vegas.
Oh, I love that. I'm so happy for her. You know, she was just a little tiny girl.
Yeah.
She was broke. She was sleeping in her car when she auditioned for American Idol.
I remember when the camera panned to her mother. The streamers are all going, you know, the confetti cannons have gone off. Mm. And they pan to a shot of her mother just sobbing with her hands over her face. I know, and I will always remember that. And when I met Kelly, I told her that we did
that.
A movie together. I don't know if you've ever heard of Wrapped in Red, that Christmas song. It's actually a movie. Kelly Clarkson's Cautionary Christmas Tale. Go watch it. But one of my favorite performers of all time, and I can't explain why. I think I just love him from the Jurassic Park series. He's clearly done so many other films. He's making headlines. Jeff Goldblum happened to be around Labor Day weekend in New Orleans. And for those of you who don't know, it was Southern Decadence.
I, first of all, love Jeff Goldblum. He's an incredible musician. I had no idea, only up until like last year, because our girl Haley Reinhart did a show with him.
I think he plays and he invites singers.
Yeah,
he plays the piano,
so
I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I already love him, but mm-hmm. I love that he was just having such a good time.
So he's in New Orleans, minding his own business, as one does. And Southern Decadence is this, basically what it sounds like. It's this big, fun party that kind of feels a lot like Pride, but with more music. And it's been going on a lot longer than New Orleans Pride. And before they had a Pride, Southern Decadence was as close as you can get. So there was Jeff Goldblum on top of, it just looks like on the first floor, or the second floor rather, of a building, and, you know, outside, like an outdoor area of this probably apartment complex thing. And he's just dancing his little heart out in a little, looks like a leopard shirt and zebra pants.
Hey!
As one does in New Orleans for
Obviously.
Southern Decadence. And the internet is going crazy because they have all these videos of people on the street looking up and be like, I think that's Jeff Goldblum. I'm pretty sure that's Jeff. That's Jeff Goldblum!
Yes.
Super, super cute. Anyway, we threw that on our website, so if you want to check it out. Is it a social or website?
Instagram.
Official. Oh, no, it's just at We Are Channel Q. I'm having a hard time letting go of the official.
Yeah.
Because my Instagram used to be official JAI Rodriguez.
No,
because
but you're just J now.
I wanted it that way, but unfortunately someone else beat me to the punch. But apparently, according to Instagram guidelines, if you're inactive for longer than a little while, they can then reclaim your handle.
Yeah. Well, they did.
They did. And now I'm just at J Rodriguez, but it's at Weird Channel Q. If you want to see this great video of Jeff Goldblum wilding out on this roof deck in New Orleans.
So fun. All right, you guys. Well, coming up, the 1950s dating guidelines. What was appropriate? What's not? We're talking about it.
Get me
up.
A date.
Yes.
The Morning Beat with J Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Coming up this hour, first of all, welcome to the 7 o'clock, or perhaps it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Who knows? I'm single, and Michaela is happily partnered 4 years now. So we thought we would try something out of the box, maybe a different kind of view on what dating looks like, and that view is from the 1950s. It may not work for me, but maybe some of these tips in a dating guideline from the 1950s will play well today. We'll see. That's coming up this hour. As well as Lil Nas and Kevin Hart had an exchange. So that should be interesting to talk about.
It was pretty interesting. I was surprised that they even sat down together just because there's been so much controversy, but it was surprisingly a good conversation.
Yeah, so and rounding out this hour, a woman tries 1950s style etiquette for dating, but on Tinder. So we'll see how that went for her, among other things. What do you got lined up this week or today? I know yesterday, big songwriting. Do you have a big hit in your hands, you feel?
You know what? I don't know if it's a big hit. I will say I love it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's the song I needed. I think it's so fun. It's just a good representation of who I am today. So I'm going into...
Is it about me?
Throw it up. Yes.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. No, that's clearly going to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us anything about it? Like, is it like, if people heard it on the radio, like, oh wow, I never knew Michaela, or you feel like it's very like, oh, that's so Michaela.
It's
this.
Oh my God, you
Sing
idiots.
Girl.
you moron. I can't stand you.
Listen, it's pumpkin spice latte, so it's time for
Santa Baby. You guys, they are are so dumb. You don't, if you're just tuning in.
Explain. Give the backstory.
They think they're so funny here on The Morning Beat.
Last year, we had many a holiday event to attend and sing at, and Michaela became very familiar with the one song she knows she could sing after a full night out of partying. And so she took the stage in a gown and a mic.
Hey.
And one vocal cord left after a big weekend in San Francisco, and gave a very bluesy and altered melody line for Santa Baby. It was fantastic.
Oh my God. No, tell him the truth. He took me to the wine vineyards, got me hammered,
and then
he took me to a bar.
After
that, I had to sing the next day. But let me tell you something. Santa Baby is now a staple here at the Morning Beat.
Right.
And he makes sure that every time I tell him I'm doing a gig, he incorporates, is Santa Baby going to be involved?
Oh boy. All right. Well, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, CNN last night hosted a marathon of climate crisis town halls. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls over 7 hours laid out their plans to save the planet. Now, some of the big takeaways, Kamala Harris said she would ditch the Senate filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. Julian Castro pushed for new civil rights legislation to address environmental racism. Beto O'Rourke said he would push to use federal funds to help people in flood-prone areas move to higher ground. And of course, Pete Buttigieg had what he thought was important. Let's take a listen.
I mean, Congress right now is like, it's like a room full of doctors arguing about what to do over a cancer patient. And half of them are arguing over whether medication or surgery is the best approach. And the other half are saying cancer doesn't exist. Think of what a disservice this is. This is a life or death issue.
Now, of course, Trump had so much to say along with others in the GOP. They mocked the candidates via Twitter, and that, says CNN political analyst Stephen Collinson, is why running on the climate crisis is something of a risk for Democrats. While going big on climate is the price of entry in their presidential race, it's yet to be proven as a shrewd general election strategy. All right, you guys, well, we are so excited because it's really important that Channel Q keeps you involved and is always listening to you. And depression and suicidal thinking can happen to any of us. But until very recently, most people kept quiet about this experience, but not anymore. Please join Channel Q on Sunday, September 8th, the start of National Suicide Prevention Week. At 7 a.m. as we help end the stigma of talking about mental health. Did you know that LGBTQ youth are 60% more likely to struggle with sadness compared with 12% non-LGBTQ youth? Now, a lot of your Channel Q artists are also speaking. Lizzo, Halsey, Shawn Mendes, Tegan and Sarah, and our very own Dr. Chris Donahue. So make sure you take the opportunity to listen to that. Now, coming up, like Poppy said, he's single and I've got a few dating tips from him. They just happen to be from the 1950s, but y'all wanted to make America great again, so you just wait.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Well, today is Thursday. That means there's 2 days left for you to get your act together and figure out what you're going to do this weekend. No, it's not going to match last weekend's festivities. It's not Labor Day weekend this weekend, but you'll find something fun to do. What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to this really fun thing called, I believe it's SephoraCon or it's like, Sephoria. Yeah. And so
I think you told me about this, the makeup thing.
Yeah.
And you told me you're going to get me a brow kit.
Yes, I'm going to get your
brow
kit.
Yeah.
I'm spending the whole day, me and Daddy Lisa, we're going to go.
Lisa wears, she looks great. I mean, she wears makeup, so, but she has got that porcelain, beautiful, looks like she's got nothing on, flawless, face-tuned face, but literally in person.
Totally. Oh
it's
my God,
annoying.
She's so beautiful. I hate being her girlfriend. People are always like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. And I'm like, hi, excuse me, look right here.
I'm right here.
Am I pretty? And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, okay, great, thank you. Yeah, so we're going to go do that. They've got really great skincare.
Mm-hmm.
They've got everything they'll give away, so it's good, because that's expensive.
It is. It can be pricey. And I like what those conventions often have is like new brands that are just on the cusp and you get them at a good price at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you explore? I know you don't. I don't think you do. But would you be open to like trying a new fragrance? That's out of the bounds.
No. I love fragrances.
Okay.
I actually tried. It's the new Valentino, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
It smells so nice. It's like vanilla. It's the brand new one. So I got a little pumpkin spice latte.
Well, I'm bringing these things up because it's time to talk 1950s dating.
Yes.
So hit me with it. I'm open. I'm single. I'm down to meet people. And apparently the traditional methods haven't really worked for me.
Okay, well,
so,
This is important because you have to stay open-minded, okay?
I'm going to stay open-minded. These are, again, 1950s dating rules or dating guidelines, etiquette, however you want to carve it. What I'm doing now clearly isn't working. Michaela's in a 4-year committed relationship with the woman of her dreams, and I've got a dog and a cat. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's some tips, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
A man should always ask a woman for the date.
Okay, well, now what do I do?
Now I don't know what to do either.
Now what do I do?
Okay, already lost that one. Okay, well, just not starting off on the right foot.
All right. I think, you know what? To be honest, I actually am pretty good about it. If I feel interested in someone, I'll go ahead and ask them out.
So, I mean, I asked Lisa out, so
good.
We got that on lock. Okay. A man should always use heaps of flattery to woo a woman.
How do I measure a heap? Is it?
It's about, it's not a milestone, like it's not a,
is it bigger than a bushel?
But not a peck.
Got it. All right, so I should, okay, flattery, got it.
Flattery, okay. Young adults must only date one person at a time. So Jay,
honestly though,
you can't be multi-dating.
I can't do that anyway because people like to talk and they're like, wait, you're dating so-and-so? And I'm like, I had coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so I sadly do one guy at a time, like one romantic venture at a time.
All right, this is very important. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ask your date out by Wednesday. Got it?
I'm screwed. Okay. By Wednesday of when? Like, so I guess I'm done for the weekend.
It doesn't matter. It's just by Wednesday.
Okay, well, I'm done for the weekend then. No dates this weekend.
Okay, here's another one.
Yep.
Parental approval is of the utmost importance.
Okay, well, that's not going to
fly. Jay Rodriguez.
Yeah, the born-again Christian family is already going to exit that one.
Okay, here's another one. Yep. A man gives his date's order to the waiter.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
I dated a guy for 3 years, and we would vacation frequently together. And his mother does not order for herself. She points to her husband. She says, so-and-so, can you tell him? The waiter's off her shoulder.
Stop.
She won't make eye contact, and she'll ask for her drink via her husband.
That's so, like, old school and interesting. I actually would hate that. I get mad
annoying.
When people order for me. I'm like, just shut
The first
shut
time
up.
I saw it, I was like, what are they doing?
Okay, well, here's another one, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No excuses. Just don't make them.
No, any excuse, like, to break a date?
Anything.
No excuses
no
ever.
No excuses just ever.
Own it all. All right.
Then. Own it all. Apply makeup.
Well,
duh.
See my
so
zits. Are you kidding? No.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
For what?
That's what the tip is. Don't wait.
Do it today. Just do it now.
No procrastinating, I'm thinking. Just do it and make it happen for yourself. Oh, make sure that you ring the doorbell. Okay.
Is that like...
I don't even think my doorbell works.
Do I text them? Is that like the modern day version of that?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. My doorbell doesn't work. So just bang. Curb it.
Curb.
What in the heck? Chivalry might not be considered dead if men still walked between their date and the curb of the sidewalk.
I do that. I always walk. I would rather be the first one hit.
That's so sweet. I make Lisa walk on the side that I get hit so I don't get hit.
You do, don't you?
I do.
Secretly.
I'm like, oh, let me just move over here where I'm not going to get curbed.
Oh, my God.
Be loaded.
Like,
that's
have a lot
an
of...
actual tip. Be loaded. With money,
quit
that
radio,
is.
Then.
Okay. No kissing on the first date.
Oh, what?
No kissing on the first date. Yeah, whore.
What? I mean, okay, let's unpack that. Do you think that means makeout session or like a sensible kiss on the lips?
No, that means if you're kissing, you're a floozy. Okay, here's one.
Okay, go ahead.
Bring a corsage.
Honestly,
wait, I would
that
die.
Would require me to like literally go pick in their yard some wildflowers,
find
some rubber band, and then create a corsage. Because I don't even know if they make... I guess we just came off prom
season. Could you imagine just, like, promming it? Like, you're like, I'm here to get you. After you've rung the doorbell.
I've rung the doorbell.
After you've called the parents. After you've curbed him. After you've not kissed him. After you called by Wednesday. After you made sure you were loaded. You hand him a corsage. Wow.
Honestly, this can't go well. Like, there's no way that someone would think if I presented myself this way... that I was a catch. I think times have changed.
Ding dong.
Well, listen, there's a woman who tried all these tips on Tinder. We'll tell you how she navigated through all that later in the hour.
Stick around. We're on the new channel Q.
I got the horses in the back.
So this is Lil Nas with Miley Cyrus's dad.
I hate how you say
that. Is that how they introduce it on the radio?
Lil Nas, Miley Cyrus' dad.
Can you imagine? They don't even mention his name.
Never. I don't know if they actually do. They do. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
All I will ever think of Billy Ray Cyrus is that mullet and achy breaky heart. Mm. That's literally where my mind goes. If we're going to do reboots, I'd like for them to reboot that
song. Do you know if he is still with his... No, they split.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're still together.
Oh.
They did. They separated for a while, him and his wife, Tish, but they've been to get back together forever, and they've got like 5 kids, but they're great. They're a great family.
So listen, there's this new series called, or rather a series on HBO called The Shop. Uninterrupted. Now, it's kind of like a barbershop. You know, some of the best tea is spilt at the beauty salon, but that's the same for men. At the barbershop, you know, it's when people talk about what's going on in their lives, get advice for different things. And so now HBO has this great series called The Shop, Uninterrupted. And I guess you go in there and you get a haircut or you get your whatever and you have conversation, right? So Kevin Hart was a guest, as well as Lil Nas. Like, that's a producer's dream, right? Kevin Hart, background referencing that if his son was gay, you know, he made some homophobic remarks about, you know, breaking the dollhouse over his son's head, blah, 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 was dragged for it and then stepped down from hosting the Oscars ultimately because he felt he would be taken away from those who were winning awards that day because the scandal had just broke. Lil Nas, who we just came in with, Old Town Road star, he is at the peak of the beginning stages of his career. He's got a number one Billboard Hot 100 song. And with all this early success, he decided to come out of the closet. Well, the two of them were guests. So I'm sure every producer was like, oh, yeah, this is going to go viral.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen to this brief exchange of the two of them when Lil Nas explains to Kevin Hart why he decided to come out.
And with all that early success, you felt it was important to make an announcement. Recently.
He said he was gay, so what?
Yeah, what's the point?
So why did he feel that was necessary? It's not about who cares. That's actually my question. Why do you feel it was necessary to come out and say that?
It's not that, like, it's, like, being forced. It's just, like, knowing, like, growing up, like, I'm growing up to hate this. I'm not supposed to ever like this.
Hate what? Hate what?
Homosexuality, gay people. Come on now.
Why are you going to
hate it? If you're really from the hood, you know. You know, it's not some...
Okay, first of all, the fact that Kevin Hart is acting like he doesn't even know that's culturally a thing, like where being gay is not okay. He's like, for what? Hating for what? Hating
especially
for what? You know why.
In black culture, you know, you hear a lot of our friends talk about it in their own experiences of coming out. It's much like, you know, Latinx culture. It's rooted generally sometimes in how much our communities are religious based. And there is still a lot of prejudice against the LGBTQ plus community in specifically Latinx and black homes around the nation because of our religious upbringings. Many times it's a very difficult thing. And society hasn't really, in those communities, caught up to mainstream culture, no matter what. I know it is that case for my family. So what he was saying, Lil Nas's point, is that he believed it to be important to be a reflection, I think he's saying, of a black out queer man and being successful as all those adjectives.
Right.
Not just black, not just being a man, but being a black queer man in this space 10 years ago, unheard of.
Yeah, I'm so happy that he spoke. And he said it not rudely, but in a very like duh kind of way when Kevin was like, for what? And he's like, homosexuality, you know that. You understand that. I'm so proud of Lil
Nas. But Twitter was all about it, all about this exchange. They said Kevin Hart's rage and bitterness about anything to do with gay people is so jarring. Lil Nas seems so stable and healthy, and Kevin seems so not okay.
Yeah,
it was someone's interpretation of that. Frederick Joseph went on to say, Lil Nas X is a gift. He continues to be courageous and wise, but putting him in a situation to be gaslit by known homophobes about his choice to come out, it's terrible. Do you agree? Like, do you feel like he was outnumbered in the room? I mean, it's hard for us to tell because this is a clip off an episode we have not seen or I don't believe has aired quite yet, just the teaser.
I feel like he may have been outnumbered in the room.
Do you think he was set up by producers to kind of be like, let's throw the gay in the room and see how he fares?
Possibly, but I think that Lil Nas, like you said, was just so stable, cool, calm, and collected that truly it may have been a setup, but it was a clapback for sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was a good, like, forget you to Kevin Hart. Like, we don't forget what he said, and people understand truly that, like, we're not taught to love being gay.
Yeah.
So it's nice when we have an opportunity to sit anywhere and talk about that to people face to face who don't really condone LGBTQ.
Yeah, I think for so much of it, I think, is just uncomfortable for certain people to hear and be reminded of. It's this whole so what? Why do you have to shove it in our face vibe that our community pushes back on and say, because it's important to give a voice for those who don't have a voice and are still being persecuted daily within our own communities. So good for you, Lil Nas. I'm curious to watch this this new show on HBO, The Shop Uninterrupted. I guess you can find it on the HBO's. Oh, it's actually today's. It's on. It was Tuesday's episode, so I'm going to go back and watch it. But if you have HBO and you've seen it, then you know more than I do. But I think it's a show I would watch. It's a premise that I'm really into. The idea of the barbershop being this kind of space where people spill the tea. Is that true for the salon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Salons are. I grew up in a salon. My mom was a hairstylist, and I would sit there, and the girls would just yak away.
Yeah.
And now I'm the girl that yaks away.
Right.
Yeah. No. Your hairstylist holds all your secrets.
All right. Well, speaking of secrets, a woman tried some of what you just did to me, the 1950s dating stuff, on her Tinder.
How'd it go?
I guess we're going to find out after this.
Stick around.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So we talked through the 1950s dating etiquette and applied it toward my modern day dating situation. But this woman took things a little bit further. She wanted to see what would happen if she created an alter ego for herself and sold herself as...
Hey...
I hate that bid now.
Is it? Are you over it?
That little 80s stuff. Be right back. So corny. All right. Well, listen, this woman who she wasn't having luck in dating either. And she decided she was going to create an alter ego. Beverly Jones, 25-year-old who lives by 1950s dating mentality. And she cuts straight to the chase. So here's what happened. She creates this profile. In the profile picture, she's got her hair in pigtails. With ribbons in her hair. Remember, we talked about ribbons.
Yeah, good for her.
She has a pie that she's holding because...
This face that she's making is also very much pleasing me.
It's a pleasing face.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's not too intimidating. It's not a smile.
Right.
She's got something on the stove, if you notice, in her main picture. And all it says is, Beverly, 25, cakes, pies, and breads at Baker. That's her profession. And she says, gentlewoman seeking gentleman of suitable means, professional preferred, object, matrimony.
Yes!
Honey, she got like over 100 people messaging her, 100 guys, 100 messages. The first person said, hey there. She goes, well, hello, Rich. Neat costume.
Neat.
And he goes, what costume? I also like your pie. She goes, in your profile picture, you're all decked out in swell rope costume. Was that for Halloween? Were you Spider-Man? He goes, it's just my party outfit. You went to Yale? I went to Columbia. By the way, he's dressed in bondage. But, of course,
oh my God.
Her character from the 1950s wouldn't recognize that as that.
Would think it was a costume.
Yeah. Another person, she goes, he says, hi, Beverly. Would you like to go for some sweets one day? Text me when you can. Oh, Harold, she says, that sounds delightful. Are you looking for something serious? Not here, because I live in Melbourne, Australia. So I'd like to make friends and make the most of it. Are you okay with that? She goes, thanks for your honesty, Harold. As I stated in my profile, I'm only looking for something serious with someone local.
Work!
Let me tell you something.
This is amazing.
This is amazing. How about this one? Hi, Beverly. Engagement ring. She goes, shucks. Hi. He goes, shucks. Ha, ha, ha. What are you up to today? Oh, this and that. And she goes, are you looking for marriage? Third thing she says to him. And he goes, I don't think immediately. She goes, well, surely we should get to know each other. He goes, why the rush for you? She goes, well, would you like my father's telephone just in case?
Oh, my God.
He goes, sure.
Wait, he's so sweet.
Your dad just called me. She says, what did he say? The guy says, I just said I had the wrong number. I sent him a text that day, thought it was your number, and said, I'm JP. I'll be courting your daughter.
Oh, okay. What's funnier is them trying to talk like her. Like they're trying to be in her vibe.
Yes.
I said,
and then she goes on to say, are you looking for long-term love and partnership? And he goes, yes, especially if it involves freshly baked goods. That might actually come first before love and partnership, but they are all priorities. And then she says in her character, she goes, it's a wife's duty to keep her man well-fed, and I'm not one to break the rules.
Oh my God, what does he say?
That's a beautiful sentiment. I'd be interested to hear what you say is a husband's duty. Oh. I do like the idea of it, but I'm probably several years away from being any sort of legit provider, ha. Huh? So if you're on the fast track to Whiteville, I most likely would disappoint. So basically, she learned that a lot of people were very curious.
Interesting.
About her being upfront about it, but that ultimately didn't get her very far on Tinder.
Well, I think it's funny, though, how they still gravitated towards her.
Yeah, they were curious.
And curious with the traditions. Like, it still is very appealing to men.
You know what? In those private moments when you're on social media, don't you ever sometimes stumble across someone with an interesting post and you're like, huh? And then you start digging through their stuff and you're like, who is this person?
Yeah, I always do. I do. You know what, though? It's funny that she's holding a pie because I read this sex book and one of the things that she talks about is your profile pictures. And actually, it's shown statistically that if in your profile picture you're holding a cake, like if it's your birthday and you're like blowing out the candles or for some reason you're holding a cake, you're celebrating, you get more attention. It's whatever it does to trigger the brain.
The food, like the idea that there's food and sexuality hand-in-hand, or no?
Maybe it's more that it looks like you're happy and you're like celebrating and you're fun.
You're joyous.
And you're joyous. So I threw that cake out. I'm not putting it in my profile.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. This hour, is there an age limit to being a parent or starting a family?
Oh my God, I have so many opinions on this.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. There's some celebrities that are making headlines for having children later in life. As well, we're going to do a little football trivia because apparently football is starting at some
point. Who is she?
I don't even know. I honestly could care less. And then I'm going to end the hour with what's popping this and big celebrity news. Apparently, there is a Drag Race star who's accusing a huge major pop star of stealing from her image. So we'll see if this pop star is indeed guilty, in our opinion, of stealing from a famous Drag Race star.
Yeah, this is really good tea.
Exactly. So what do you think? Like 1950s dating, will you think it'll work for me or not so much?
No, I absolutely don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think
so
there's maybe a few things like...
I did adjust my profile on my dating apps to say relationship and dates. I think... Because I got it shortly after the apps, after I'd broken up with someone, that I had that just as like chats and friends.
Oh.
I don't want to be your friend. Like, I'm not.
Oh, no, you can have that if you want a boyfriend.
I'm not trying to chat and network. No, that's not happening. Well,
I don't even know what that world looks like.
Set your intentions.
Chat on Grindr.
People just spend hours just going back about stupid things, about nothing at all. How's your day?
Why? You don't even know each other.
Right.
They don't have friends?
I guess not.
I mean, no tea, no shade. I just, what do you guys talk about?
Right.
But no, you just want to be friends.
What are you doing? Going to the gym. That's cool. What are you doing? No, I was just like, did you see the new, but like, it's literally like another social media app with the slight chance that maybe you might hook up. But really for me, I just, first of all, with these hours, by the time people are done with their day, they're like, hey, do you want to meet up around 8:30, get some food? And I'm like, I'll be asleep. So that's not
that's
happening.
Yeah. No, you have to change to relationships.
Yeah,
and then maybe also put your hours in there so that they know to not contact you after a certain time.
Please do not grind me after 8:30 p.m. All right, well, it's time for some news on the beat. Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, well, CNN last night hosted a marathon of climate crisis town halls and 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls over 7 hours. Laid out their plans to save the planet. Some of the big takeaways was Kamala Harris said she would ditch the Senate filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. Julian Castro pushed for new civil rights legislation to address environmental racism. Beto O'Rourke said he would push to use federal funds to help people in flood-prone areas move to higher ground. Pete Buttigieg believes fighting climate change might be harder than winning World War II. And then, of course, Biden had something to say, but we'll play that audio for you later. Now, President Trump and others in the GOP mocked the candidates via Twitter. And CNN political analysis Stephen Collinson is why running on the climate crisis is something of a risk for Democrats, while going big on climate is a price of entry in their presidential race. It's yet to be proven as a shrewd general election strategy. Collinson says. All right, guys. Well, in other news, does the state you live in determine your lifespan? That's impossible to determine, but a new report from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics notes that death rates really are markedly higher in the five U.S. states at the top of the list. Those states, Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, had an average death rate of 49% higher than that of the five states with the lowest death rates, which are California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Minnesota, and New York. The leading causes of death were the same in states with high and low death rates: heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory diseases, unintentional injuries, and stroke. So I'm happy that I'm living in LA since it's one of the highest. All right, you guys, well, we want to remind you that we are giving away an amazing opportunity to all of our Channel Q listeners, and it is the summer party for you in Vegas, baby. What's up, 94.1 HG2? We're giving away five trips to Vegas for the Life is Beautiful Music and Arts Festival, plus access to the Life is Beautiful Pool Party series hosted at the Downtown Grand Hotel and Casino, which you can stay. You'll also be getting a $100 gift card, a gas card. All you have to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com to register to win, where they'll be playing all of your favorite artists like Billie Eilish, Post Malone, Rufus Du Sol. You can say hello to Carly Rae Jepsen, Griffin, and our girl King Princess. Of course, Mormy and Poppy will be there to make it so much fun. Also, speaking of what's happening here at Channel Q, we want you to join us on Sunday, September 8th, which is the start of National Suicide Prevention Week at 7 a.m. as we help end the stigma of talking about mental health. We'll be having an in-depth conversation on mental health and suicide prevention, joined by Blink 182, Halsey, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, Tegan and Sarah, and our very own Dr. Chris Donahue. For an opportunity to be featured on the show, please share your story on imlistening.org. All right, you guys. Well, we've got a lot of great stories for you coming up, including in What's Poppin'. But first, is there an age limit to being a parent? Now, I haven't had kids yet, but I plan on waiting a little bit. But how long is too long? Stick around for the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
The new Channel Q.
So there was a celebrity, well, many celebrities, who have decided to have families later in life. Andy Cohen was one of them for me because he's, I think, in his 50s at this point now.
Yeah.
And started a baby without a partner, which, you know, happens all the time. But it seems like men are more... you always see a man who, you know, gets a younger wife and then perhaps she's never had children, so they begin a family when he's a lot older. But Alec Baldwin says, we have four kids. She wants to have another one. But Alec Baldwin is 61. Would it surprise you that Alec Baldwin, if he did have another child? Now, by the way, they have Carmen Gabriella, 6. Raphael Thomas is 4. Leonardo Angel is 2 years old. And Romeo Alejandro is 15 months. And then obviously he has a daughter with Kim Basinger, who is 23.
Yeah, you know, I saw this article. First of all, I love them as a couple. I think they're great. And I love that she was like, we're having baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I brought it up to Lisa because, you know, Lisa and I plan on having kids later. I don't plan on having kids this year or next year. Like, I'm good to wait. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think the older you are, the better. And I don't think there's a time limit on it.
Does it cross her mind? Because I know that she's a little older than you. So do you think, because I feel like the moment passed for me, for sure.
Why?
I'm 40. I don't think I want to be like 50 and running around after toddlers.
You know what's interesting? I feel like that is a mentality that a lot of people share, and yeah. I understand it. But I also think we're just not in the same times that we were, you know, 40, 50 years ago. Like, 50-year-olds are like young and cool and vibrant. 60-year-olds are... it's a totally different life.
I agree with that. I think the hustle of being a young professional in your 20s and 30s, you're paving the way for your future.
Right.
In my mind, I'd like to work less in the future, and the child just sounds like a lot of work. However, you have to remember, I'm also considering it like I don't have a partner, so there's going to be at least 2 years before that conversation happens. And then once you have the conversation, it's an expensive venture for same-sex couples. I mean, you were investigating it.
It's so...
so walk us through what you know so far. If you today want to have a child with your partner today, what would you start having to do?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, here's the thing. You're absolutely right. Like, that's part of the reason I think I have to work so hard now, later on for my kids, because just to freeze my eggs, it's like $20,000. And then I have to get, you know, sperm. We have to pick out a sperm.
That's expensive. They need to buy that.
Buy that. And then that's
then you got to fertilize
thing.
You got to fertilize the embryos.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Another process.
Another process.
Then you got to implant them.
Yeah.
Another process.
But then on top of it, and many women have dealt with this, and my heart like so goes out to them, sometimes that it doesn't work.
It doesn't even
and
take.
You got to do it all over again multiple times. That's I'm working on a prayer that my uterus is healthy
right.
to be able to make it happen one time.
Well, listen, the oldest mother to date to conceive was 71 years old.
How?
I guess some whiskey and perhaps a youthful guy. Who,
she conceived, but she had she hadn't got through menopause yet.
I guess not. It's just it's in the Guinness Book of World whatever. Pregnancy over 50. I was investigating that, and you know, it's becoming possible for more and more women due to, like you said, science. But usually, yeah, and menopause, you know, it is usually when that's the cutoff where you can't have kids anymore. But for many people, you know, like many men, they become fathers well into the 80s. You know what I mean? So who knows? I don't know, man. There was a woman from India basically gave birth to a baby boy in her 70s after 46 years of marriage, making her the oldest verified mother to date. And she took treatment at a fertility clinic for 2 years, after which she conceived with IVF.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, here's the thing. Part of the reason I'm freezing my eggs is because there is a very normal concern for women that, you know, is my body going to be able to process that at 35, 36, 37?
Because I think after 35, it's geriatric, right?
I think it's...
Or is it after 30?
Like a geriatric pregnancy, which, ladies, don't let that word annoy you because it annoys me too. Geriatric is so... like, that's an ugly word for your babies. But that is why I choose to freeze my eggs. And so I do understand women wanting to rush just because they want to make sure they $20,000? $20,000, dude.
To freeze it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to me?
It's mind-blowing. And that's why I should be able to get all the benefits, because as a lesbian woman, it's harder for me to have babies than anybody else.
100%.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, coming up this hour, we're going to be discussing, actually, coming up next, we'll have a little football trivia since it is the beginning of football season. And then, of course, rounding out the hour with what's popping, that big celebrity who Pheromone, the RuPaul's Drag Race star, says stole her look. She is accusing this big pop star of stealing her look. We'll upload the photo and see if there's any similarities there.
I've seen the photo, and honey, I got the tea.
Oh boy.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
All right. So that sound right there, I recognize. That is usually in the fall when it's like a Gaga or Beyonce concert. We're in the spring. Is it February? It's the big when they have the halftime thing.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
that thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's like some high school people in these outfits.
Right. Some are kneeling.
Some are kneeling.
Some are standing.
Shiny pants. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A lot of food.
Yeah, Pepsi. You have a wing maybe in your life. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And that season is upon us, so we're going to play a game called Three Way. It's a... That's right.
What is this?
It's a three-way song.
Wait, what is the...
I heard you're singing this at a wedding. The game is going to be football trivia, and Mikhail and I are going to play here, so Justin, our producer, will run it.
Yes. So, guys, I have three different options for you guys when it comes to this game of three-way.
Okay.
Essentially, what you want to do is put it into the right category. So your categories today are football players' names, professional hockey players' names, or 80s action action characters.
Ooh.
Literally, I'm going to lose.
All the things you know nothing about.
Well, you know, you might do better than you think.
Don't do
so,
this.
Michaela, you start off first. Wayne Gretzky.
Football. Whatever.
Jay, you have the chance to steal?
That's hockey.
You didn't know that.
Yeah. Wayne Gretzky, he is a snow cones because of all the ice that he shreds.
Oh my God, that was lame dad joke.
Jay, your chance to add on to the lead, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is football.
I know because of Giselle Bündchen is Victoria's
I know
Secret's
because
wife.
He's a Trump supporter.
Oh, well, gross.
Yeah.
Jay has a 2-0 lead. Michaela, John Rambo.
Oh my God, who knows?
No, think
Rambo.
About that. Yeah.
Go. Oh, movie. Yay!
There you go.
Thank you.
On the board. Jay.
Yeah.
Jordan Tutu.
Ooh, Jordan Tutu, of the German Tutu clan,
shut up.
Brought over in the Mayflower in 1847. I think George Tutu would be, I'm going to guess, that's a hard name for a football star. So I'm going to guess it's an ice hockey player or something. Yeah.
No, you don't know that.
You have the process of elimination. You can't be an action star named Tutu.
Okay. This is good.
Michaela, Todd Gurley.
Oh, God.
That could be anything.
Todd Gurley. Let me have that. Wrote the song Gurley with John Duff last year.
But before he did that,
he was a football player.
Los Angeles Rams. Well done. Mm-hmm. Jay.
Yes. Oh, my God. He plays for the Rams with the last name Gurley. Like, that's a lot of innuendo.
A lot, yeah.
Jonathan Quick,
great, yes. Jonathan Quick was the kid who sat in front of me in high school in social studies. He was known for sliding into first base. No. Jonathan Quick, I'm going to say, is, I'll take a guess. That doesn't sound, Jonathan Quick would be a football player because they have to be quick.
Yeah, right.
Football? No.
Michaela for the steal.
Hockey?
He's the goaltender for the Los Angeles Kings.
You can be quick on the ice.
Yeah.
Michaela, your next name? Xander Cage.
Ooh,
that sounds like a porn star.
Yeah, but then maybe that could be an action hero from the 80s.
Yeah, porn with that star name, from the 80s.
That's what I'm saying. They all had those names.
I'm going to go with porn star / movie star. Oh!
Check out his OnlyFans.
That's Vin Diesel's character in Triple X.
Triple X, Xander Cage.
You were so—he's
a porn star.
Yep, so you're right on it.
Jay.
Yes,
Nick Chubb.
Right, Nick Chubb, also porn star, of the Vermont Chubbs.
Not Vermont Chubbs.
I think he would be a football player because they tend to be a little beefier. Yeah. Chubbs, yeah.
Ooh, yay!
Running back for the Cleveland Browns, Michaela, Jake Butt.
What are these names, though?
I'm into them, though?
Jake Butt obviously knows a thing or two about a puck.
You think it's Jake Butt would be a hockey player?
I think Jake Butt plays hockey. All right, well, Danielle.
Jake for the steal?
Yeah, Jake Butt is, I'm going to say if he was not hockey, Jake Butt would be someone in football because of all that running. He's got a nice butt.
Way to go.
Yeah. For the Denver Broncos. This is three-way. Hockey player, football player, or 80s action star character. Okay. Michaela. Oh, no. Jay stole that one. So, yeah. Jay, your chance to extend the lead. Pierre Garçon.
Garçon?
Garçon and Garçon. That's a movie star. Oh, well.
Michaela.
Well, I thought he was a waiter, honey. Garçon. I'm going to say... He's a hockey player. Whatever.
He's a football player, a wide receiver for the 49ers.
Yeah, right.
Michaela, your next name? Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah. That sounds like definitely a sports player.
I'm going to say Johnny Utah is, I believe, is the power of the people, football.
Hockey. Oh, he's an 80s film star.
That was Keanu Reeves' character in Point Break.
Oh,
one last
round.
Got it.
Jay?
Yes?
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Formerly Alvin Kimura of Drag Race fame. And Alvin, I would say, sounds like an 80s name because it was a popular name in the 80s. So I'll say it was a movie star in the 80s. Oh, well.
Michaela?
I'm going to say football. Whoa.
Running back for the New Orleans Saints, you've tied it up.
All right.
So here's where we're at.
Go on.
One last question. Michaela, if you get it right, you win.
Honestly, I'm nervous, and honestly, I want to win.
You got this. Go ahead.
Your name?
Michaela.
Ron Tugnut.
Ooh.
Ron Tugnut.
Tugnut, yeah.
I don't know. Can I phone a friend?
Sound it out.
Can I phone
Think
a friend?
About
No.
Tugnut.
Right.
What
kind of business are you in if you're from the House of Tugnuts?
The House of Tugnuts. He's obviously football. Come on, man.
For the game.
House of Tugnuts.
You know this, Jay.
I If I was going to tug nuts, not only would I be exceptional on Drag Race, I would probably want to be a hockey player. Tug nuts. Yeah. Yes.
Yay! And Jay takes it for the win.
Nah. Whatever. That game was lame. We'll do it again tomorrow.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Some of the biggest pop culture headlines are brought to you right now. And what's popping? So Michaela's popping.
All right, you guys. Well, it is official. Kelly Clarkson has her own show. Now, we didn't know how it was going to turn out, but from this audio, it already sounds amazing. She's hilarious. Here's what she had to say yesterday.
What none of you know is that my first guest today was supposed to be actor and comedian Kevin Hart. And so, yeah, so as many of you know, Kevin was seriously injured in a car accident. He's okay and recovering, but because Kevin couldn't be here, one of his good friends stepped the heck up, and I love him, because I got real nervous my first show. I was like, I am so sorry you're sick. I was like, I call in all friends. I'm like, anyway, he left his honeymoon to come here. This is real. Left his honeymoon. His wife probably hates me.
She's so funny. I think it's going to be so great. So congratulations, Kelly Clarkson, on your first show yesterday. All right, you guys, in other news, there is so much new music out as we need it. As summer's coming to an end, we got to get ready for fall. And Camila Cabello is bringing the heat. Let's take a listen to her new song, Shameless.
Right now I'm shameless, screaming.
It's so sexy. You can stream that right now on radio.com. While you're there, you can stream her other song, Liar, also so fierce. Way to go, mama. Okay, well, happy birthday, Freddie Mercury. Today is his birthday, a day after Queen B's, which is so great. Now, this is an interesting story. We talked about celebrity suing Forever 21. That celebrity turned out to be Ariana Grande for $10 million. Mm-hmm. They said that they were stealing her image.
They had hired a model that looked like her and put the model in situations that resembled Ariana's videos.
That's right. So now word has come out. Pheromone, you know her best from Drag Race. She's one of my favorites. She also came back for All Stars. She's saying, well, girl, here's the real tea. Ariana Grande's camp reached out to me. They put our photos side to side, and they stole my look.
Wait. Go back. I'm confused already.
So apparently Ariana Grande's team had like reached out to Pheromone about this costume that she had on.
Oh, cute.
And they loved it.
Wonderful.
And the next thing she knew, it was on Ariana Grande.
What?
So they're saying, Pheromone's saying, it's interesting that you're suing Forever 21 when you steal from drag culture. It's on our Instagram story. You can take a look at the corset. It's like a corset costume. It's beautiful. And
it's on our Instagram story.
On our Instagram story. And you can see it for yourself if you agree.
All right.
So while you check that out, here's one more for What's Poppin'. This is my girl, Kim Petras. She is now featured on a song with Max, and it's a really great song. Let's take a listen.
Would you love me less if you know the places that I've been? If you know the damage that I did? Would you love me less? No. I got so much hurt to come clean. Closets full of skeletons that you don't wanna see. Reach out to me, I'm ugly. I won't blame you if you do. No lies, don't wanna keep no secrets. Even if what I'ma say I'll leave you speechless. No secrets. If I introduce you to my demons, tell me, baby, would you love me less?
It actually, to me, sounds a lot like J.C. Chazé's Schizophrenic album, which I love.
Oh, I love that.
I'm looking at this photo now of Pheromone in the sparkly corset. The issue is it's literally a basic bedazzled corset with adornments on the hips, which is like, I mean,
I don't know. I think bitch might have stroller look.
Yes. It's just the problem. It's not necessarily the most original costume.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally anything out of burlesque or anything like that. It's a very common look. But yeah, I think it's stolen. I think you're right.
Yeah. Head on over to Channel Q, at We Are Channel Q, to see for yourself.
What's the difference between inspired and stolen? That's a good line. Like, inspired by / totally copied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this seems copied.
I feel like Ariana Grande copied it.
I think so,
I think so. All right, Chaz, well, coming up, we've got more for you in our next hour. And then, of course, crosstalk with our favorites from Drop the Subject. So stick around. You're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Listen, this is our final hour with you, but don't worry. A whole bunch of great shows coming up after us. We'll Drop the Subject as well. Michaela, I know that you have a busy day today, but it looks like you're going to have a busy couple weeks. September is really kicking your butt.
September is kicking my booty. But you know what? I'm the type of person, I really thrive being super busy. When I have like downtime or any kind of vacation, I actually hate it. My like mind goes crazy. So I'm in for it. I'm really, what I'm most looking forward to is Life is Beautiful. It's one of my favorite festivals. And actually, if you guys want to join us, you can. All you have to do is head on over to WeirdChannelQ.com because we are giving away 5 trips to Vegas for the Life is Beautiful Music and Arts Festival, plus access to the Life is Beautiful Pool Party Series hosted at the Downtown Grand Hotel and Casino where you can stay. You could also win a $100 gas card. Now, the festival is September 20th, 21st, 22nd in downtown Vegas. And it's featuring some of your favorite Q artists like Billie Eilish, King Princess, Rufus Du Sol, Carly Rae Jepsen. And it's literally going to be the party of a lifetime.
Well, that's amazing. Now, before we do some news on the beat, there is some tea coming in. Now, you were talking about Pheromone, RuPaul's Drag Race star, saying that Ariana Grande's camp wanted a picture of her in this specific look. And then lo and behold, like a month later, Ariana Grande is wearing Pheromone's look in her music video.
Right.
Well, there are people out there in our nation who are alleging that she also stole the James Corden Titanic thing because her brother appeared in a parody musical called Titanic. And weeks after he was cast, suddenly she's on James Corden doing this full pared-down musical tribute to Titanic, which is essentially what Titanic is.
Wow.
It seems like she is inspired, we'll say, for legal, inspired by things that others do and does it on a much larger platform on her own.
You know what makes me mad, though, and this happens a lot, it happens to my friends, particularly in the entertainment business. They will be so creative and think so hard about something and make it so fabulous. And another artist will come in who has
a
lot of money
and
a bigger background. Yep. And they steal it. And then it's gone. I mean, it's what are you going to say? I did it first. Who cares?
I know. And it's so hard to take you seriously in your Fran Drescher jumpsuit. So just give us the news with the news on the beat.
How dare they? First of all, I'm adorable.
You're adorable. You're a baby Fran Drescher.
I'm
I don't know
a baby
how you're not
leopard.
Starring in the next
My
nanny.
God, can we just do that? And I'm inspired, not copied, but also kind of copied. All right, guys. CNN last night hosted a marathon of climate crisis town halls, and 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls over 7 hours laid out their plans to save the planet. Some of the big takeaways was Kamala Harris saying she would ditch the Senate filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. Julian Castro pushed for new civil rights legislation to address environmental racism. Beto O'Rourke said he would push to use federal funds to help people in flood-prone areas move to higher ground. And Pete Buttigieg believes fighting climate change might be harder than winning World War II. Now, President Trump and others in the GOP mocked the candidates via Twitter. And that, says CNN political analyst Stephen Collinson, is why running on the climate crisis is something of a risk for Democrats. Now, While going big on climate is the price of entry in the presidential race, it's yet to be proven as a shrewd general election strategy, Collinson says. All right, you guys. Well, Channel Q is very busy for the month of September, but they're also listening in their new campaign, I'm Listening. So please join Channel Q on Sunday, September 8th at 7 a.m. as we help end the stigma of talking about mental health. We'll be having an in-depth conversation on mental health and suicide prevention, joined by Blink-182, Halsey, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, Tegan and Sarah, and our very own Dr. Chris Donahue. It takes a minute to save a life. And if you don't know, LGBTQ plus adults are more likely than others to struggle with mental health issues and substance abuse. Now, for an opportunity to be featured on the show, please share your story on imlistening.org. All right, guys, we have a lot coming up this hour, including dating tips, except they're from the 1950s. Will that do us any good? We'll see. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
So before we begin, I just want to let people know that what we're about to talk about is sensitive and it may be triggering for some listeners. So we just want to let you know ahead of time. Now, the woman who was at the center of the controversy of the Stanford swimmer, the gentleman who was convicted of rape, who avoided any jail time for that rape, his victim, she's now speaking out. It's very important. We know that 90% of adult rape victims are female, and these females range from, you know, most popular ages 16 to 19, or rather the female who's are 16 to 19 are four times more likely, you know, than the general public to become victims of rape. She had a very, very traumatic situation, and I'm going to toss it to Michaela.
Yeah, this story is really difficult to talk about, I think, because I know so many women who have been sexually assaulted. I myself have been sexually assaulted. And with the statistics that Jay just gave, 90% of adult rape victims are female, but particularly women ages 18 to 24 who are college students are three times more likely than women in general to experience sexual violence. Now, that's really important because she was in college. Emily Doe is what they call the victim of Brock Turner, who assaulted her in 2015. He went on to talk about Emily Doe, and basically they called her trash. They put her behind the dumpster. They assaulted her. Yeah. And she, any woman that has to deal with that, I think it's very difficult, particularly watching it from afar, nobody knowing you, watching people talk poorly about you when you know yourself the truth.
Yeah. Her name is Chanel Miller, and so she is, like you said, sharing her story. And we have some audio, which I thought was really powerful. So let's have a listen, then we can continue talking.
In newspapers, my name was unconscious, intoxicated woman. 10 syllables and nothing more than that. I had to force myself to relearn my real name, my identity, to relearn that this is not all that I am, that I am not just a drunk victim at a frat party found behind a dumpster, while you are the all-American swimmer at a top university, innocent until proven guilty, with so much at stake. You cannot give me back the life I had.
Now, it's so emotional because Brock Turner served 3 months of a 6-month sentence that also included 3 years of probation and the requirement to register as a sex offender. The judge in the trial was recalled for the lenient sentence, but I want you to understand she was sexually assaulted. And Chanel Miller, who we now know, and Brock Turner was only sentenced 6 months.
And she wrote this memoir that was just audio of her sharing from, like, you know, when you write a memoir, you can do an audio book version too. Many times the authors choose to narrate it themselves, makes the book more personal. The memoir is called Know My Name. It's really, I think, an important conversation for men and women to have together. I feel like women know the statistics. They are taught at a very early age to be careful and all these things. But unless we start also teaching men, boys, how to properly behave around women, how to understand the word consent, not to touch anyone without having their consent. Mm-hmm. That's a popular word that we're hearing a lot of times now. Young people more than ever are having the dialogue about what consent looks like.
Well, you know, I'm just I love you, Chanel Miller. I think everybody who's felt this way does, because there felt like there was no justice. When Brock Turner walked out, pretty much a free man.
Yep.
It was like, come on, dude, that's it, that's all? And for her to have the strength and the courage to be like, I have to come out, like, I have to say something, this isn't enough, let me write the book.
Furious.
I'm not furious. Just talking about it.
Brutal rape dumped in the back of a dumpster at a college frat party. It's almost inconceivable that we are still building a society and cultures where, you know, you hear about the frat house rapes often. You hear about these things, and the charges are generally not as severe as they would be. It's like if it was an adult who wasn't in college. And many times you hear, if it's the sports players, they're like, well, come on, he's just beginning his sports career. We don't want to get in the way of this. He's a young man. He's got a future in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just ruined someone's life. They'll never look at, you know, love, sex, relationships in a similar way. It'll be something that will always have to face the trauma of this incident.
Yeah.
And the memoir, Know My Name, appears in bookstores on September 24th. I think it's an important conversation. And kudos to this young woman for being so brave, because like you said, we're living in a culture where we're just now paying attention to, or shedding light on, we should believe women. We should support women who've been through this. Mm-hmm. But I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you know, taking her power back is so important with her memoir, Know My Name. And honestly, it doesn't matter. If you've never come forward and said anything, you're still as strong as Chanel Miller or anybody that has come forward, because you deal with that every day. Whether you're a man or a woman, we believe you. We support you. Do get Know My Name. I do feel like it'll be very helpful to anybody that's had to deal with this.
And the shame is so real.
Yeah.
It's infuriating to talk about, because we know that many people will avoid getting justice for their attacker. You know, unfortunately, many people will not have the opportunity to see their attacker incarcerated or see their attacker punished because of the way the legal system is set up, and so many other different obstacles that victims have to face. It's enough that you live the trauma. Sometimes having to relive it in court and all those other things on top of it just are overwhelming factors. So Chanel Miller, we tip our hats to you, and we send you all our love for your incredible courage in sharing your story.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
The new Channel Q.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Morning Beat. There we go. I'm sorry, I was just busy enjoying a little Carl's Jr. They were so lovely and dropped off some food for us, and I partook, Michaela.
I feel like we're opposite. I'm not eating that right now.
No, but here's why. Because everyone got so obsessed with a spicy chicken sandwich. This is a spicy, it's a chorizo, which is already spicy, egg, biscuit, and cheese situation. It's kind of good, yeah. And you know, I don't like being throwing props to people who don't deserve it, but
no, of course.
I do love a biscuit in the morning.
Oh, I love a biscuit. Actually, I'm obsessed with Carl's Jr. I was obsessed with them when they used to, I wanted to be the hot girl in the bikini that the Carl's Jr. burger fell on. Remember that?
Yes.
The ketchup? And I did do it. I was like 13 in my backyard eating a Carl's Jr.
in my swimsuit.
And
well, here comes Allie. Allie, come on in.
Yes,
and Char's
here
as well. They dropped a subject, which is coming up next. Allie, in lieu of getting myself a chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, anywhere, Carl's Jr. was so delightful, and they brought us, there was food out there.
Where is it? In the kitchen. All right, see ya.
All right, well, there she goes. It's chorizo.
Go get your food, Mama. Go get your food.
Like, no, I'll get it later.
So I went, chorizo's obviously already spicy, but I guess they're trying to make chorizo happen. Is it real chorizo, or
is it that soy rizo crap?
I think it's real. Like, Char just had
Is this supposed to be vegan?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Some people be sneaking the vegan, though.
That's right.
I can tell the difference. I know the difference of that vegan meat.
You really think you can?
People are like, you can't tell the difference between the Beyond Meat. I can tell the difference. Yes, I can.
I would like to challenge you then.
I would like to challenge you.
Why don't we get fine. We'll throw down. We'll do a lesbian throwdown.
Bring it on.
I will bring in some different fake and real meats and blindfold you, and we'll do a taste test.
Honestly, if you guys don't do this, I'll be so sad.
I love that lesbians are doing a meat challenge.
This is the best.
The taco challenge is way too easy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I had to throw this gender reveal party last week for my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and then it turned out to be a girl, but I had made it like fiesta theme with the taco bar and everything. Ooh. And she was like, I kind of knew it was a girl. And I was like, how'd you know? And she's like, taco theme, really? And I was like, okay, clock me then. Clock me.
I know. Try, how was the burrito?
So the burrito's good. This is my first time actually having Carl's Jr.
Because you're East Coast?
Yeah, no, well, yeah. Midwest. Chicago. Yeah, yeah. We had Hardee's up until like the mid-90s, but I'd never tried it.
Uh-huh.
But from my understanding, I believe that Del Taco is like a sister company
of Carl's Jr.
or under the umbrella.
Okay.
So I think I've had Del Taco before. I've just never had Carl's Jr. because I was just unfamiliar and nothing ever really tempted me.
Honestly, I don't think I've been to Carl's Jr. either. What do they have there?
Carl's Jr.'s burgers are just good. Honestly, they just got me with Paris Hilton and the girls that would eat it on the top of bikinis. The car and the bikini. Yeah. And then I wanted to be her. I wanted to be with
the
her.
The sauce
and
was so always dripping on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, but then they threw some guys in there too.
They did?
Yeah, they had some sexy guys like by a truck, you know, eating a sandwich.
Did the sauce fall on their chest?
Yeah. That's the thing. All the sauce always falls on the chest.
Yes, I remember seeing Paris and Kim Kardashian, not together,
separate.
Someone had like a salad ad and someone had like the burger ad type thing.
Yeah. But someone got shafted with the salad ad. Girls, turn your salad, it's dripping.
They were eating it with their finger, so it was sexy. It was like they were picking up like, you know, like that
got
type
it.
Thing.
Didn't they have like a Hawaiian situation? There's a pineapple on it. I feel like a Carl's Jr. at some point. No.
Pineapple belongs nowhere on a burger.
I know. Well,
sorry.
See. So what are you guys talking about in today's show?
Well, we're about to get into something very exciting, which is I recently discovered this on Twitter, actually during yesterday's show, and I could not wait for today to talk about it. Burning Man missed connections
I heard your teaser for this, and I was like, okay, you knew a lot about locations. You knew about the wardrobe that people wear there. Are you a burner?
No, but I know a lot of people that are big burners. I have some friends that have been going for the past 20 or 15 years or whatever, and they build floats every year, they always are like, you gotta come and burn with us, man. You gotta come to our camp.
So there's a real thing called missed connections for burners, like, because it is a difficult environment. Cell phones don't work.
Yeah. And then they have these one and done interactions where it's like, I met you at the S&M tent and we had a moment and like, where are you?
Yeah.
And like, we like, you had a cotton ball on your bike and that's the only thing that I know how to like figure out who you are. And so they post these missed connections. It's like a big influx of missed connections, but they're all burner themed.
Oh my gosh.
And they're all ridiculous because there's no way they're going to find each other.
That sounds so fun.
Definitely going to have to tune in today to listen to that. Well, that's enough for us here on The Morning Beat, but keep it locked for Drop the Subject coming up next. Michaela, any thoughts?
Bye.
Okay, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.